The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Vayichi, Torah talks about after Yaakov was nifter, and Yaakov was buried, and the Shvatim came back to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says that the Shvatim sent a message to Yosef that Yaakov commanded him before he was nifter, son of Pesha Avoin, that should be Meichel, the Shvatim, for selling Yosef. And the pasuk says that he went to them, Vayinocham Yosef, Vayidaber Alibam. He spoke to them, and he made them feel better. What the pasuk does not say, it doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk whether Yosef was actually meichel them for the actual mechira. It's well known, Rabbeinu Bechaya, over here on this pasuk, says that we don't find that Yosef was actually meichel. Now the Arishayim would disagree. You say that they learned that there was a real mechila, he was meichel bepeh. But the Rabbeinu Bechaya says we don't find that Yosef was actually meichel them bepeh. He didn't speak out that he's meichel. And therefore, he says in the end that there was a punishment, because we say during the Piyut on Yom Kippur that the Asar Arugei Malchus is brought down in Medrash, that the Asar Arugei Malchus, the 10 Talmidei Chacham that were killed at Kiddush Hashem, was a punishment for the Mechiras Yosef. So had Yosef been Meichel and the Mechila been a Mechila Gemura, so then Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying, then there wouldn't have been any need for all these punishments of the Asar Arugei Malchus. The fact that we find that Asar Arugei Malchus was an einish for the Mechiras Yosef, that shows us that Yosef was not completely meichel. Now, what exactly does this mean? This Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Yosef wasn't completely meichel. So it would seem that there are two different Mahalchim, two different ways that you can understand what Rabbeinu Bechaya means. Reb Chaim Palaji, in his Sefer Chaim Biyad, Simen Nun Zayin, understands this Rabbeinu Bechaya, that Rabbeinu Bechaya, what Rabbeinu Bechaya means to say, is that really Yosef was Meichel Belev Shalim. He was completely Meichel them. It was Mechila Belev. What was missing? He never said the words Meichel. He said he never actually said Mechalti, that I'm Meichel. So there was a mechila bepeh, but there was no, I'm sorry, there was mechila belev, but there was never any mechila bepeh. Says Reb Chaim Palaji, you see from here, you see from this Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's very important that if somebody's being meichel, somebody does an aveira and he comes, to his friend and asks him for mechila, like the halacha is that he's mechuyev to ask him for mechila, the halacha is that the person who is being meichel must be meichel bepeh. If it's not meichel bepeh, the mechila does not completely work. It doesn't work unless he's being meichel bepeh. That is the havana of the Rav Chaim Palaji. However, I saw that it's not necessarily muchach that's the correct understanding of Rabbeinu Bechaya. In fact, I saw there's a sefer of Aliyah Sashacha from Rav Steinman, Al Torah. That he says over there that the pshat in Rabbeinu Bechaya is not the pshat that Yosef was meichel b'leiv shalom, but he didn't speak it out. The pshat is, why taka wasn't Yosef? If the halacha is you're supposed to be meichel b'peh and mechila b'leiv is not good enough, so why wasn't Yosef meichel b'peh? Why didn't he speak out that I'm meichel? Elamai must be that even though the Shvatim came to Yosef and they were basically asking for Mechila and they felt bad for selling him, Yosef felt that he still felt bad. He still had some hargosha, beliboy, that he wasn't completely Meichel them, that he still had tainus on them. So if that's the case, Yosef felt he can't be Meichel them. There's a chesaron in his Mechila that he can't be Meichel them b'leiv shalim, which is why he didn't say that he's Meichel b'peh. Now, according to this Havana, the reason why the brothers were punished is not because there's a halacha that the chalois mechila, the only way the mechila can work is if he's meichel bepeh, even though he was already meichel completely belayed. The pshat is, there was something missing in his mechila because Yosef couldn't be meichel. since he felt so bad, that he couldn't be Michael. And therefore, that's why the brothers ended up being punished. However, let's say somebody comes to ask his friend for Mechila, and the other person is Taka Michael, and he's Michael B'Lev Shalom, he doesn't feel bad at all, but he never actually spoke out the words that he, in saying, I Michael you, could be such a case that the Mechila works. The Mechila is 100%. There's absolutely no problem with the Mechila. So it's actually this question, whether a mechila, when somebody comes to be mefais chaveira, somebody comes to ask mechila for a veira that he did, if the halacha says that the person has to say that he's meichel bepeh, or is it enough to say that he's meichel belev, there's actually a very big discussion in the Peskim, what's the halacha in such a case. As you said before, Chaim Palagi understands very clearly, he says explicitly that mechila needs to be a mechila bepeh. It's not enough that there's a mechila b'leiv. Even if he's meichel completely, 100% he's meichel b'leiv, since he's not meichel b'peh, he holds it's not a good mechila. What about the other way around? What about if somebody would be meichel b'peh? I should mention that the Rechaim Palagi is not 100% before we get to the other case. The Rav Nissim Karel, it's in the Sefer Chut Hashani, brings from the Chazon Ish that Lehegya Nalik of Chaim Palagi. The Rav Nissim Karel, it brings that if somebody is Meichel Belev, he's Meichel Belev completely, he's completely Meichel Belev, and he didn't speak out the words that he's Meichel Bepeh. He says, in the name of the Chazon Ish, 100%, it's a fine Mechila. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the Mechila. So here we have a Machloikis HaPoiskim, what's the din if somebody has a Mechila Belev without a Mechila Bepeh? What about the other way around? What if somebody says he's Meichel? He asks somebody from Mechila, and he says he's Meichel, but he really doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel beliboy that the other person is really serious about asking for Mechila. He doesn't feel that the person asking Mechila feels bad enough about what he did. He just feels that he's asking for Mechila, but doesn't take it so seriously. So in such a case, he says he's Meichel because he's Meichel, but he really doesn't feel the Mechila Beliboy. Is that considered a good Mechila or not? Is that, meaning, does the person have a kapara? We know, like the Gemara says, Ein Yom Kippur Miratze, Ein Yom Mechaper at Yiratzes Chaveiro. Even Yom Kippur is not Mechaper until the other person is Yiratzes Chaveiro, though the person is Meichel. So in this scenario, the person, he was Meichel Bepeh, but he wasn't Meichel Belev. Beliba, he still feels bad. So what's the halach in such a case? Is that a good Mechila or not? So, there is a concept in Gemara, concept in Shas many times. It's a sugi in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. We have a concept that Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. The Gemara says, an example, a person sold something, person conducted some sort of transaction, and this transaction, he had in mind that it should only be good, he should only be a good sale for whatever condition. Now, if a person could make a transaction, I could sell something to you on condition, whatever condition I want. And if the condition is not fulfilled, then the mechira is not good. It's not sold. But this person, he intended that this transaction should be conditional. He only meant to sell it, provided something else would work out. And it could even be that it was clear. It could even be that from this scenario, it was clear from the fact that the person was selling it that he wouldn't sell it. It was this object or an item. It was clear he would not sell it unless this other condition was met. But he never specified, he never spoke out that I'm only selling this item on condition of X, Y, and Z. So the Gemara says that's called Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, that's something you had in your heart, and something that you had in your heart but was not mentioned, it was not spoken out explicitly. The halacha is Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. If he comes later and says, look, you see that this condition wasn't met, and everybody agrees that the condition wasn't met, and there's no question about it, still he could say, no, the mechira is chal, the person is not mechuyev to refund him and give it back, because Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. The fact that he said it, the fact that he didn't say anything, therefore the condition is not valid. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel, he writes in his Sefer Gilyani Ashas, over there in Ad Gemara, that just like we find when it comes to monetary transactions, that the halacha is Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, And the truth is that it's not only true by a mechira, by a sale, even there's a concept of mechila by money. A person owes money. If Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon can say that I'm moichel the choif, I'm moichel it, and now you're not obligated to pay me anymore. So the halacha is that if Shimon tells Reuven that I'm moichel you, even if in his heart he's not really moichel and he still really wants the money, the halacha is Shimon has no tefi on Reuven. Shimon cannot take Reuven to Bezdin and say, well, it's clear I didn't really mean it. It's clear from the scenario he caught me in a bad time, and it was clear that I really needed the money, so therefore even though I said I was moichel, I didn't really mean it. Eve could have all the meanings, and even if it's clear from the situation that he wasn't moichel, that's only believable. Since he didn't speak out that he's being moichel based on this condition, the halacha is, by money we say dvarim shablev einim dvarim. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, just like this concept is true by money, this concept, he says, is true also when it comes to asking mechila for an avera. His example is a mevayishes chavera, somebody embarrasses somebody else, the halacha is he's mechuyu to ask for mechila. So he asks for mechila and the person says that he's moichel, we say dvarim shablev einim dvarim, even if in his heart the guy still feels bad. The halacha is, it makes no difference. The halacha is, Dvarim Shebelev Ein Ezar. Now, Rebbe Yosef Engel quotes a bunch of Rishonim and a bunch of Kadmonim that say it. He's the first Maramokam that he quotes the Nemuke Maharam Mirzberg, which is printed in the back of the Marivail. When I looked up in the Sefer, the Nemuke Maharam Mirzberg, the Maharam Mirzberg is clearly not talking about a question of being Meichel somebody for an Aveira that he did. The Maram Rizbeg is clearly talking about being moichel money. And he says, being moichel money, we say dvarim shalainim dvarim. So it's Rav Yosef Engel himself is making this chiddush, saying this chiddush and saying, just like it's true by money, this is also true when it comes to mechila for averus. So this is clear, but al kaponim, this is Rav Yosef Engel himself holds, that there's a concept of dvarim shalainim dvarim. A number of svarim more recently, Prince Svarim and Hilchos Tshuva, I saw they bring down from a Sefer Evan Tzion. Sefer Evan Tzion is a collection, a kovetz of different shtiklach Torah from different gedolim. And in that Sefer Evan Tzion, he brings down a shtikl Torah that was written down based on something that Rabbi Reuven Krizovsky said. Rabbi Reuven said over in the name of Rabbi Simcha Zissel, the altar from Kelm, the same idea, that just like we say, Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim legabe money. So too, we say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim when it comes to being moichel somebody for an aver that he did. So even if the person doesn't feel it, the person in his heart he doesn't feel it. The halacha is that if he's moichel, he can say we say that the mechila is good. The mechila is good, and if based on this shita, if a person would come to ask a shayla, person would say, listen, this guy did a terrible avla. This guy did something very bad. And I really feel, I'm upset at him. I'm upset at him. And he comes and he asks me for mechila. Should I say I'm moichel him? I'm not moichel him. I still feel bad. And he's not trying hard to make me feel better. Now, obviously, he should try harder to make you feel better. That's true. But lemaisi, he's not. Should I say that I'm moichel or not? If you hold the dvarim shaleinim dvarim, and you hold like these achroinim, so then, You have the right to say, you're not going to say you're mechuyav to say you're meichel when you really don't feel that way, but you have the right to say I'm meichel, and by saying that you're meichel, now it's mechel. Now the guy's not going to get any punishment. However, this is true if I say that the ikar mechila is something which is done bepeh. We said before, the Chazon Ish says that the ikar mechila is belev. If the ikar mechila is belay, which means that the fact that it's mochel is the fact that the person is being mochel, person had the aver done to him, is not upset anymore. So then it's disingenuous to say I'm mochel when you're really not mochel. What you do when you say you're mochel and you're really not mochel is you are tricking the guy. The guy thinks Reuven did a terrible aver. Reuven did something bad to Shimon, and now Reuven calls up Shimon and tells Shimon. And tell Shimon, I feel very bad, please be moichel. So Shimon doesn't think Reuven is sincere. If Shimon says, I'm moichel, According to the Chazanish, he's not really Meichel because he really still feels bad. Reuven hangs up the phone and thinks, I'm fine. Oh, now I'm not getting any punishment. And really, Reuven's still going to get punished. Yom Kippur's not going to be Mechaber for this, for Reuven, because as far as, according to the Chazanish, according to this Shita, as far as Reuven's concerned, even though he thinks Shimon was Meichel, but Shimon wasn't really Meichel, because Deker Mechil is Balev. So then we have a major Nafkemina, Ledina. Should you be Meichel, or is it better to say you're Meichel? Could you say you're Meichel? Or according to the Chazanish, you say you cannot say you're Meichel. Person says that he's Meichel and he's not really Meichel. He's being machshel the other person. He's doing something. He's making the other person feel good. But lemaisa, the guy still has an avera and he still has to come back and ask Mechil again. So it would seem, at first glance, it would seem that this should be Tully in this Shiloh. The two Shilohs that should really be Tully in each other. And the question is the Iker Mechila, when the Torah says that you could be Meichel somebody and that way the other person won't be punished for the Aveira that he did to you, is the Iker Kavan of the Torah that you should say you're being Meichel, whether you feel it or not. And therefore, if you're Meichel Belev and you're not Meichel Bepeh, Rav Chaim Palagi says that it's no good, it's nothing. And therefore, if you're Meichel Bepeh, even though you're not Meichel Belev, so the Alter from Kelm and Rabbi Yosef Engel say that it's fine, the Mechila works. Or do we say the other way? Do we say, no, the Iker Mechila is Belev. So if you're Meichel Belev, even if you don't say you're Meichel, you don't actually speak out that you're Meichel, that's fine. And the other way, if a person says that he's Meichel Bepeh, even though he's not Meichel Belev, he doesn't seem to be doing anything. Doesn't seem to work. That's what it would seem. It would seem that this is a Machloikis. It could be that there are other Nafkiminis that come out from this Machloikis. There's a discussion in the Paiskim. What happens if we say Aver Shem Adam Lachaveroi? You need to ask Mechila from the person that you did something wrong to him. What if you did something bad to a Katan, someone who's less than 13 years old? So you go and you ask him for Mechila, and he says he's Meichel you. Now, when it comes to money, if it's a monetary obligation, if for some reason if somebody owes a cotton money, and the cotton says I'm Meichel, that Mechila does not work. Mechila of a cotton when by money is not considered a good Mechila. He's not considered a bardas, and since he's not a bardas till he's 13 years old, his Mechila does not work. So there are those that say, well, if Mechila has to be a Mechila bepeh, so there has to be some sort of action of Mechila. So just like Mechila by money doesn't work when somebody's a katan, so Mechila bepeh for an Aveira also won't work if the katan is Meichel. On the other hand, the Chazanish, also quoted by Chut HaShani, Reb Nissim Karelitz, the Chazanish is quoted to have said that no, so long as you make the katan feel better, you mefais the katan, and now the katan is not upset with you anymore, you make him feel good, then the katan is Meichel Beliboy, and if the katan is Meichel Beliboy, that's good enough. The katan's mechila is good. It would seem that it would be Tully in this Shiloh. According to the Chazanish Shita is that Mechila Belev is a good mechila. Since Mechila Belev is a good mechila, so therefore the mechila of a katan is good so long as he's not upset with you anymore. Because the Iker Kavan of the mechila is that the person shouldn't have any hard feelings. Masha Ein Kein, if you learn like these other achronim learn, you need a mechila bepeh. So if you need a mechila bepeh, so then it would make sense to say that the person would have to be 13 in order for the mechila to work. However, I would like to suggest possibly a way to understand the concept of mechila, and possibly it could be that both of these two sides are true to a certain. To a certain extent, they're both correct and they're both true. The Gemara says, Gemara in the end of Yuma talks about, it says, Erev Yom Kippur, there's a halacha that you're supposed to go be mefais chaveroi. You're supposed to go ask your friend for mechila, and the Gemara has a whole discussion exactly how you're supposed to go ask your friend for mechila. You're supposed to go once, and you're supposed to take three people. If he's not Meichel, so you come back. Gemara says you go three times. The regular person, you go and you ask him for Mechila three times. After three times, you're potter. You don't have to go even if the person is not Meichel. Gemara says if the person's not Meichel after three times, then he's an Achzari. he has no rachmanos. The Gemara also says that if it's for a Rebbe, Talmud for a Rebbe has to go even more times. So the question is, it seems that the emphasis of the Gemara, this Gemara Newman, Daf Pei Zayin, is on the fact that the person himself who did the Avera has a chiv to go be mefayis and be meratzech Avera. And we see after three times, he's a potter. The guy wasn't Michael. What exactly is the concept behind Mechila? If the concept behind the Mechila for the Avera is we're trying to wipe the slate clean, we're trying to wipe away the Avera, so if the guy is Michael, then he's good. Then you're good. If the guy isn't Michael, why you should have to come back 1,000 times until to convince the person that you're serious and you mean it and you feel bad and the guy will be Michael you. How could the Gemara say, after three times, then you're done? Furthermore, there's a Gemara over there. The Gemara discusses a Maisa with Rav. The Gemara says that there was a certain butcher, there was a Tabach who did something bad to Rav. He did some sort of Avera, but on the Chaveroi, he did something that Rav didn't like. Something that was that would obligate this butcher to ask Rav for Mechila Erev Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says he wasn't coming. The butcher wasn't coming. He wasn't interested in coming at all. So the Gemara says that Rav went and he stood outside so that this Tabuch should catch his eye. And maybe that way the Tabuch will be reminded that he did a Avera and he's supposed to ask Mechila. And the Gemara says, the end of the story, the Tabuch was chutzpah to Rav in the end, in Min HaShemayim, because that the Tabuch died. But Al-Kapanin, what do you see from the Gemara? What's going on over here? The problem is that the Tabuch did an Avera and he's supposed to go ask Rav for Mechila. Why does Rav have to go stand outside? Why doesn't Rav just say, I'm Meichel? Let him stay home. Let him stay home and say, I'm Meichelach. I'm Meichel. Obviously, Rav didn't feel so bad. It'll be a Mechila Bepeh. It'll be a Mechila Belev. He'll feel, right? Rav was willing to be Meichel. So why do you have to go through this whole long, ask to stand outside? You have to convince he's trying to convince the Tabuch to ask for Mechila. Just say he's Meichel and finished. So we see from here, I see Rabbi Asur of Shtarmach HaMayadim Uzmanim Chil Gav Sim Nadal speaks about this and he proves this, but it's clear, you see clearly from the Gemara this concept that the idea of asking your friend for Mechila is not merely that we're trying to wipe away the Avera. In order to cancel the Avera, you have to cancel the effects of the Avera, so you have to make your friend feel good. And that's the concept behind the Mechila. The idea behind the Mechila, or asking for Balkoshas Mechila, is more than that. The idea of Mechila is that the person who did the Avera has to be machnia himself, he has to somewhat embarrass himself and bring himself down and show that the other person is choshev and so show that he himself is not so choshev. By going and asking the person who he did an Avera to be Mechilim, the act that he's going and asking him, that is part of the tshuva process. That shows that he really does feel bad, and that is part of the tshuva, and therefore the halacha is that he has to do that. There's discussion in the Paiskim, could you make a shliach? I don't want to go myself, I want to make a shliach. So a lot of Paiskim say, I want to make a shliach. The whole idea is that you're supposed to go yourself, and you're supposed to show that you're mevayish yourself and you're machnia yourself to the other person. By sending a shliach, maybe you show it a little bit, but you're definitely not showing it to the fullest extent that you could. So sending a shliach wouldn't necessarily help. Unless maybe you can't go yourself, then maybe you could send a shliach. So therefore, we understand these two gemaras. We understand the gemara says about Rav, that Rav wanted the Tabuch to ask him for Mechila. Why can't he just be Meichel? Because if he's just Meichel, and the guy never asked for Mechila, the butcher never asked for Mechila, so then the butcher's part, he's missing part of his kapara. Part of his kapara is that he should realize he did something wrong, and feel bad, and on his own he should decide to ask, to go and ask Rav for Mechila. So Rav made it a little easier for him. He came to him to try to remind him. But just to be Meichel without doing anything, the guy's not gonna have a kapara that way. And similarly, this that the Gemara says, that you go three times and ask for Mechila, and after three times you don't have to go anymore. What do you mean? If the whole concept is that the guy should be Meichel you, so if the guy should be, he wasn't Meichel me. The answer is that the concept of Mechila, or at least part of the concept of asking Mechila, is that you showed your hachna, you showed you feel so bad that you came three times, even after the person pushed you away and he wasn't Meichel the first two times, you came back with three people, he came back with more people, he showed that he embarrassed himself. So once you do that level of embarrassment, Chazal said you're not Mechila, you do more than that, and that's enough to cause you to have a kapara. So based on this yisoid, that we see that there's a concept of mechila that's necessary, a necessary act that has to be done by the person who's asking mechila. The bakashas mechila is very important. That is an important component of the kapara. And then there's also part of the component of the kapara is the fact that the other person feels better. The other person used to have a tain on you, and now you made him feel better. Now you won't have any tainus on you. That's also a component. That's also a part of the tshuva. So there's two parts over here to this mechila that are necessary in order for the person to have a complete tshuva. There's the part of the tshuva on the actions of the person asking for mechila, and there's a part of the tshuva on the fact that the person who's being asked doesn't feel bad anymore, doesn't feel insulted. So when we talk about the halacha of being meichel just b'leiv, or being meichel just b'peh, let's talk about just being meichel b'peh. So we said that the Gemara says, the Pada Paiskim say, dvarm sh'b'leiv einem dvarm, and therefore if you're meichel b'peh, so that's good enough. You don't have to do, even if he doesn't really feel the mechila b'libay. So he said, if the idea doesn't seem to be understandable. If the idea of mechila is that you want to make the guy feel better, you want to make the person, you didn't have aver to him, you insulted him, and now you want to make him feel better, he doesn't feel better. So how can you say the fact that he said he's meichel, he doesn't really mean it, and it's not b'leiv? How could that be better? How could that fix the problem? Just by saying he's meichel b'peh? So it could be that this that the Paiskim said, that mechila b'peh is good, and mechila b'peh is good enough even though the guy doesn't feel it in his heart, that could be only when we're discussing the chiyuv bakashas mechila on the part of the person who's asking. The person is asking for mechila. The person who did the aveira comes and asks for mechila. So there's two possibilities. Either the other person who had the aveira done to him could say, I'm meichel you, or he could say, I'm not meichel. If he says, I'm not meichel, so then you have a chiv to embarrass yourself some more and come back a second time, come back a third time, come back more times, that's your obligation. But if the person says, I'm meichel after the first time, so then the busha that he got, the hachna that he got from asking him once is enough. He's not obligated. So now this aveira is not so serious. The aveira does not obligate him to come more than once. You should be choshesh. The person is asking mechila should suspect that maybe the person said, I'm meichel you, and he really wasn't meichel. So there we have a concept, dvarim shaleinu and dvarim. I can't obligate somebody else with my lay, what's in my heart, if I didn't speak it out. So things that are negated to myself, I know that I wasn't meichel b'leiv. Okay, so I know that I wasn't meichel b'leiv, so that part is taka missing. That part is taka missing. But on the part of the person who's asking mechila, the person saying, I'm asking you for mechila, and you said you're meichel, why do I have to think that you're not really meichel? So I don't have an obligation to embarrass myself anymore and be machnia myself. That kapara I have for being machnia myself. That's good enough. So there we talk and say, dvarim shaleinu einem dvarim. On the other hand, if you want to ask on the part of the person who was asked to be meichel, Reuven did an aveir to Shimon, and now Reuven is asking Shimon, and Shimon wants to know, I really still feel bad. Should I be meichel or should I not be meichel? So the halacha is on the part of Shimon, that Shimon has a right to be upset at Reuven. Shimon has a right to be upset at Reuven. Shimon's not obligated to say that I'm meichel you when he's really not meichel. He could do it. He has the ability to be meichel. He could say, you know what, I'm not going to be mechayiv you to be miachnia yourself anymore. He could say that by saying I'm meichel, and that will say dvarim shableivenim dvarim klape the other person. But he's not, you can't obligate him to say that. You can't obligate him to say that I'm meichel, I'm not really meichel, he's not really meichel b'leiv. Obviously, the ikr mechila that person feels better is b'leivoy. So the question, both svaras are true. Sai the svar of dvarim shebleiv einam dvarim is true. Sai the svar that the ikr mechila is b'leiv is true. Just depends from whose perspective you're looking at. From the perspective of the mechila being machnia yourself, as soon as the guy says he's meichel b'peh, nothing more is necessary. On the other side, if the guy doesn't say that he's meichel, he's not mechuyev to say that he's meichel so long as he feels bad, and then the other person has the obligation to make him feel better. So we talk about Rabbeinu Bechaya's words, the Gabi Yosef, that the Shvatim came to Yosef and they asked him for mechila. It says they were trying to ask him for mechila, and so we say that Yosef wasn't meichel b'peh. You're right. Had Yosef been meichel b'peh, could be that would have been enough. Could be that mechila b'peh without mechila b'leiv is enough. But the fact that Yosef still felt that the Shvatim weren't trying hard enough, that's why he did not say that he's Meichel. He felt that maybe they should try a little harder, so he still had some sort of taina on them. Beliboy. So if that's the case, so therefore that's why Rabbeinu Mechai says there was still a punishment. There was still a punishment for the Shvatim because there was something lacking in their tshuva.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.